add to your faith. Add to your faith. Last week we looked, adding to our faith, virtue. The Bible says, and to virtue we are to add knowledge. So we'll be looking, adding to your faith knowledge. Adding to our faith knowledge this week. Adding to our faith knowledge. We'll begin in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. The Bible says, Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. And to virtue, knowledge. And to knowledge, temperance. And to temperance, patience. And to patience, godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them, and be established in the present truth. Yea, I think it meet, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, again, Lord, we thank you for the privilege and the opportunity to learn from your word. Lord, I pray that you forgive us, including myself, wherever we may have failed you in word and deed, even this very day. And I pray that you'd help us to get back up and to continue on following you. Lord, I pray as I bring forth this message to use it to speak to the hearts of the believers. Help them to grow in their faith. Help them to become more like the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us to keep you the center of our focus at all times. Again, Lord, I pray if there is someone watching, they don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray that today they would come to know you as their personal Lord and Savior. Again, Lord, we just pray in all things you receive the honor and glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. As we look at this passage of Scripture, we see the Bible says we're to add to virtue knowledge. Knowledge. What is knowledge? Knowledge is facts, information, and skills acquired by a person through experience or education, theoretical or practical understanding of a subject. The scriptures teach that we are to add to our faith knowledge after virtue. This is important as it shows us that we do not need to know everything in order to do what is right. What you know to be right, you do right now. You don't have to wait until you've learned X amount of passages of the Bible. You don't have to wait until you're X amount of years old in the faith. You are to do right away, as according as God has given you the knowledge to do so. As a Christian, you can do right away. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. You don't have to wait until you've learned from someone. You can do right away. As we look at knowledge, where does it begin? Well, the beginning of knowledge, the Bible says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. As well, knowledge or truth sets you free. We are to grow in knowledge. It multiplies as well grace and peace in our lives. The knowledge of God gives us grace and peace. Before you can do right, you have to know right. That is why Peter, writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, says that we should add knowledge to our faith. It helps us to do more right. As we grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, there are going to be things that maybe we've practiced before, things that we maybe have done before, that God is going to bring to our attention or show us through the reading of the Scriptures that what we are doing is wrong and we need to change. We do this through the renewing of our minds. We're to change our thought process to be in agreement with God's thought process. It's not about what I think. It's not about what you think. It's about thus saith the Lord. That is what matters. And that is why knowledge is so important in the Christian life. Turn your Bibles to the book of Colossians chapter 1. Book of Colossians chapter 1. And I'll read verses 9 through 10. Colossians chapter 1. I'll read verses 9 through 10. The Bible says the following in Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. You want to know what God's will for you is in your life right now? You want to know where you can find his will? It is found in the written word of God. The Bible says in 2 Peter 1:3, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. God has provided his will through his word. You do not have to doubt what God's will for your life is. You do not have to search any further than the written word of God, that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. As you learn through the word of God new things, you will increase in the knowledge of God. It is stepping stones, it's building blocks. There are some things in the word of God I don't now know right now, but if I'm faithful and I search the scriptures, as the Bible speaks of in the book of Proverbs, searching after knowledge as hid treasure, if we search into the scriptures concerning things of God, I will learn more and more. And the things that I learn will help me to learn more in the future. It will help me to increase in the knowledge of God. God wishes for us to be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. In order for us to do this, we must know his will and obey his will, which his Spirit reveals unto us through his word. The Bible says the following in Philippians chapter 3 and following, Philippians 3 verse 1 and following, it says, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed, is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Circumcised of the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law of Pharisee, concerning zeal persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is of the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss, for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him in the power of his resurrection, in the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, that by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Everything pales in comparison to the excellency of the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we think about knowledge, and as we'll learn through this sermon today, Knowledge is always centered around the Lord Jesus Christ as Christians. Whatever we do, wherever we go, whether therefore we eat or drink, we are due all to the glory of God. I increase in knowledge. I gain knowledge, not for my own personal use, but it is so that I can glorify God, so that I can be a better steward of God's resources in my life, so that I can serve God better. It is for Him. All things and everything that we do ought to be done for Him. As we think about the knowledge of God, let us first look at, if you're taking notes today, the beginning of knowledge. Roman numeral number one, the beginning of knowledge. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, the following. Turn there if you would. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 7. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 7, the Bible says the following. It says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. The Bible says in Proverbs 9:10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Knowledge is power, and that is true, but how one uses the power makes a world of difference in one's life. Knowledge is power, but how you use that knowledge makes a difference in one's life. As we look at the Proverbs chapter 1, 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. It's the fear of spoken in these verses are relating to respect. Respect of the Lord means His followers are being aware of what is right and wrong and making a conscious effort to avoid evil. In order for someone to use knowledge aright as the scriptures teach, they first must begin with fear of the Lord, having respect to the fact that there is a God. The Bible says in Proverbs 15, verse 2, the tongue of the wise useth knowledge aright, but the mouth of fools poureth out foolishness. And I can give an example of this. A man who fears the Lord will look at the heavens and they'll see the work of the God. They'll see the work of God. When they look around them, they don't see accidents. They don't see mistakes. They see the work of God. But for a lost person, they'll come up with ideas that we came here by accident, that there was a big bang, that you came from a monkey, or other things of how we got here. Aliens put us here in this earth. They'll use knowledge, but they don't use it aright. The Bible says that they pour out foolishness. This is because they have no fear of God. There is no fear of God before their eyes. They do not understand what they are saying, but they proclaim as if they did. They make it sound as if they know the answer, but I want to tell you, if they do not fear God, they don't understand God is the one who has made all things, they do not know the answer. They will not use knowledge aright, but rather they will pour out foolishness of a big bang that occurred and now we are here. While those who fear the Lord will know how things came into being and why they are. How can we know this? Because the knowledge we find in the Word of God. The Bible says the following in Colossians 1:16. For by Him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and for Him. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Hebrews 11:3. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. The beginning of knowledge, to truly use knowledge in its right way, begins with a fear of God. Now, some people that are lost still have this fear and they understand that God created this earth. But for us as Christians, it is important for us to understand it. And you should understand that we are not an accident. We are created by God. We know this to be true because the Word of God tells us to be true. Faith in God is the beginning of true knowledge. I say true knowledge because if you do not have a faith in God, you cannot fully comprehend how things work, how everything is as it is. You cannot look at this world and see it as it ought to be seen through the Word of God. Although we were not there to see the creation, we had the Word of God that tells us of creation. We can respect the truths of the Word of God, and that will make all the difference of one's in one's life. Understand that God is the one who made all things. Not only is there the beginning of knowledge, but we had the benefits of knowledge. And these benefits, I want to submit to you first and foremost, these are only for those who have trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sins. There are many benefits that the lost have. They have the rain and the that comes and the food that God provides. And God does so much for this world, even for those who deny Him. But for these truths I'm going to share with you, I believe it truly and heartily that it is only truly for those who know the Lord Jesus Christ as a personal Lord and Savior. First, as we look at the benefits of knowledge, the benefit of knowledge is freedom. Freedom. Truth makes you free. Knowledge can make you free. Turn your Bibles to the book of John. John chapter 8. John chapter 8. And we'll read verses 31 through 36. John chapter 8. And read verses 31 through 36. The Bible says the following. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the host forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. The Bible says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. When you continue in the word of the Lord, you will increase knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this increase in knowledge will increase the freedom that you have in Christ. The Bible says that any man who is in bondage or a servant to the sin, he says, whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin. The knowledge that we obtain through the scriptures gives us victory over sins in our life. It enables us to become more like the Lord Jesus Christ. It enables us to live a life truly more free. We read about the scriptures, Jesus Christ, he came to give life, and life more abundantly. We have life for those of us who trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of our sins. We can know for sure we're going to spend eternity in heaven. But it's not just life, but life more abundantly. We have victory through the knowledge that we learn through the scriptures. As we sit at Jesus' feet and we hear him speak, he gives us victory through the knowledge we learn from him. This knowledge will enable you to be partaker of the divine nature, to be partaker of the divine nature. God wants you to be more like him. And we can be more like him as we study the word of God and we apply it to our lives. As we learn more about the Lord Jesus Christ and what his life was like, we can be more like him. The Bible says this in the regards of the freedom the word of God provides in Psalm 119, verse 9. It says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You can cleanse your way. You can live a right life because of the knowledge that you have in the scriptures. Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. God's word gives us freedom. Sin brings us into bondage, and the words of Jesus frees us from the bondage and gives us life. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 25 and 26, it says, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil who are taken captive by him at His will. God's Word will bring you to a place of repentance so that you can get things right with Him. Knowledge gives us freedom. Not only does knowledge give us freedom, but knowledge is a source of grace. Knowledge is a source of grace. The Bible says in Luke chapter 4, verses 21 through 22, "And He began to say unto them, This day is the Scripture fulfilled in your ears. And all bare witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of His mouth. And they said, Is this not Joseph's son?" The words of the Lord show us grace that we don't deserve. They give us grace to live our lives. The Word of God provides us with things that we don't deserve, but it is freely given to us because of the Son of God. We are given grace through knowledge. The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God." If you're lacking grace in your life, you're struggling, what you need more than anything else is to walk closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to walk according to the Scriptures teach you. You need to follow God day by day. Grace and peace will be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. The more you know of God through His Word, the more grace you'll experience in the Christian life. The verse that you need in your time of need will come to your mind if you increase in knowledge. The things that you fight against day by day, the struggles you come across, you know what I'm speaking of when the time arises because you've been faithful in searching the Scriptures, you've been faithful in praying, you've been faithful in attaining knowledge from God and His Word. That time when you need it, that verse will come to your mind. The Holy Spirit will bring it to light. But we have to do our part to grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ to face difficult times ahead. We need to be always learning. We ought to be always abounding in the work of the Lord. You will be able to face trials of life by the grace of God, and this grace we'll find through His Word. It will give us the answer we need when we need it. Not only does the knowledge of God bring grace, it brings peace. Peace. Knowledge of God and His Word gives us peace. The Bible says in the book of Philippians chapter 4, verses 2 through 7, the following. "I beseech Euodias and beseech Synth, that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labor with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Knowledge of knowing what to do when we go through struggles will give you peace. We find this knowledge in this passage of Scripture. Knowing that we can bring our petitions before God in all things will give us peace. When we're going through struggles, we're going through trials, we have the ability, we have the privilege to go to before God and ask for His help. We're not left alone. We're not left without any help. God is there with us each and every step of the way. And we know this because of what the Scriptures teach. Having the knowledge of the Scripture will give you peace. The Bible says the following in the book of John chapter 16, verses 31 through 33. Turn there, if you would. John chapter 16. And verses 31 through 33. John chapter 16 and verses 31 through 33, the Bible says, "Jesus answered them, Do ye now believe? Behold, the hour cometh, the day is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. We can have peace in knowing that Christ is in control and he has overcome the world. As we think about serving God here on this earth during troublesome days or trials of life, we can always have the peace of God in knowing that Jesus said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Until the end of the world, he'll be with you. Have you trusted in Christ for the forgiveness of your sins? Christ is with you each and every step of the way. We have the peace of knowing that God is there with you and he has overcome the world. God is in control. We do not have to worry about what happens. We can serve God knowing that he knows what will happen and he'll help us through whatever may happen. God is in control. Not only is there the benefits of knowledge, and finally I'll be done this evening, the Christ of knowledge. The Christ of knowledge. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 through 8, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. The Christ of knowledge, it starts when you know him. It starts when you know him. True knowledge, to truly understand what's going on around this world, to truly perceive what is right and what is wrong, it begins with the Lord Jesus Christ. To truly understand the things of God, one must be born again. One must be born again. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. The Word of God will never be clear unto you, and you will not be able to see clearly unless you know the Lord Jesus Christ of the Bible. You'll never really be able to perceive what God's Word teaches. You'll never be able to use the knowledge that God wants you to use and use it rightly in your life. Paul desired nothing more than to know Jesus of salvation and to continue knowing him. When one receives the free gift of salvation, they receive the Holy Spirit, which enables us to understand the Holy Scriptures. God enables us to understand his word. Turn your Bibles to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and I'll begin reading in verse 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and begin reading in verse 7. The Bible says the following. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God hath ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. When one has trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins, not only do they have a home in glory, but they have the ability to understand the things of God through reading of his word, because we have received the Holy Spirit within us. We can use knowledge aright. We can see things clearly as we allow the Spirit of God to work in and through our lives as we read his word. Not only is its center of Christ, it starts when you know him, but knowledge is spoiled without him. Knowledge is spoiled without him. Without Christ, knowledge is empty. It's vain. There are lots of people in this world, they know a lot of things, and you can increase in knowledge and knowledge. You can become, learn more and more, but without Christ, it is vain. The Bible compares anything that gets in the way of a relation with Christ is as dung. It's empty. It is worth it to lose all things so that we are left nothing but Christ. It is worth it to lose all things so that we're left nothing but Christ. A man can attain knowledge of many things, but if they don't bring it closer to Christ, they are worthless. There's nothing wrong in increasing in knowledge, but we want to learn from and gain knowledge from the Master. The purpose of increasing knowledge is so that we can become more like the Lord Jesus Christ, so that we can be better for Him and His glory, that we do better for Him. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 through 16, "Do all things without murmurings and disputings, so that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom as ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain." We want to learn from and hold forth the word of life so that we may rejoice in the day of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in John chapter 6, verses 60 and following, "Many therefore his disciples, when they had heard this, said, 'This is a hard saying, who can hear it?' When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, 'Doth this offend you? What an effort ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up to where he was before. It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profit nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who should betray him. And he said, Therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me, except it were given to him by my Father. From that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus unto the 12, Will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. We have the words of eternal life in our hand. We have the word of God. We can grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have so much value because of Christ. This life in which we live, the greatest part about it, it's not learning more so that we can better ourselves. It's learning more so that we can be a greater servant for the Lord Jesus Christ. It's about attaining unto knowledge so that we can know what is right and wrong, so that we can serve Him better, so that we can be a light unto this world, so that we can be different. We need to add to our faith knowledge, not just any knowledge, knowledge that has a purpose. You can learn many things, and there's nothing wrong with learning a lot of things, but the knowledge that really is going to profit you, the knowledge that's going to make a difference in your life, is not knowing how to better use an instrument of some sort or how to operate in a certain way in regards to the things of this life, but is knowledge that brings you closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. We have time, and we choose what we do with our time. And the best way to use our time to attain more knowledge is to use it to draw closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us learn and do the commands of the Lord in our life. That is what whole duty of man is. Above all else, life, there's vanity of vanity, all is vain. What matters most is to fear God and to keep His commandments. The beginning of knowledge is the fear of the Lord. The benefits of knowledge is freedom, grace, and peace. And the center of knowledge that we learn ought to be the Lord Jesus Christ. We have all that we have, including this very creation that surrounds us, because of Him, because of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us add to our faith knowledge after virtue, so that we can serve Him better in the Christian life. Let us search the Scriptures so that we can know and grow. Add to your faith knowledge, increase in knowledge, and God will bless you. There's so much We could go on and on about it. These are just a few of many things, but I can tell you this much, that you'll never be disappointed because you learn more about your Savior. And each time you go into the Word of God, it will help you and give you direction in what you need in your life to be more like Him so that you can serve Him better. That's what it's all about. It's about adding to our faith knowledge so that we can be a better servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, again, Lord, we thank you for your love and your mercy. And I pray you help each and every one of us to add to our faith virtue and add to virtue knowledge. Help us to increase in learning more about the Word of God and His will for our lives. Again, Lord, we thank you for helping us thus far. And I pray for each and every one of us, Lord, help us to do better. I pray as well that there yet again there's someone watching and they're not saved and they need to know the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray even now they would give their lives to the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins. Again, Lord, we just pray in everything you'd be glorified. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, I'd like to thank everyone for watching this evening. And God bless you as you serve Him this week.